Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Unfiltered fans, do me a favor and think of an actor. I promise you this has nothing to do with college football. We'll get there in a moment, but think of an actor not known for playing the leading man. They're in a couple of scenes. They're usually a villain. They're a side character, but they crush the part. In fact, they're probably the highlight of the movie. And 9 times out of 10, you go back and watch a movie because they're in it. And then they get their big break, and they absolutely hit a home run there too. You got your guy? So for me, it's Walton Goggins. I think that he is phenomenal in everything that he is in, whether it be Justified, whether it be Ant-Man and the Wasp, Django Unchained. He has a laundry list of comedic talents, and he recently just became the leading actor in the new Fallout TV series. And this is not me with sponsored content. I just like seeing actors who finally have earned the right to be the leading man get their break. And if there was one team in the SEC that I think is the Walton Goggins of 2024, it's Missouri. Because they're not only putting their money where their mouth is, but they are built to trump everybody in the race for the college football playoff. What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure that you hit the like button and comment down below. Do you believe Missouri is only going to build off of last season, or will they crumble under the pressure of making the college football playoff? Make sure that you also hit subscribe, because we're talking college football every single day leading up to 2024 and well into the Dozen Dance CFP era. Make sure that you're also downloading the podcast version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, really wherever you get your podcast listening systems. And to keep up with the number one content surrounding all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. Missouri's ready for a revamped version of the SEC. I don't think enough people are paying attention to Missouri going into 2024, and that's fine. More power to you. But many people, I think, also have forgotten what Missouri was. They were an afterthought for the conference. Like, when Texas A&M was brought in back in 2012, that was because they wanted expansion to the Lone Star State. Texas said no. Naturally, they were never going to take the Longhorn Network and turn that into its own thing. So they took A&M, but they needed to balance out the pecking order, and Missouri was looking for a fresh start. Well, Missouri went to the first SEC championship in 2013. They've been to another SEC championship before Texas A&M. They've been pretty competitive over the last 4 or 5 years at times. And yes, there have been some lows, but there's also been a lot of highs. And last season was the culmination of it when you watch what Eli Drinkwitz was able to do with Connor Cook in this high-vamped offense. Cody Schrader, second chance story, able to go ahead and become one of the best running backs in the SEC. Luther Burden, bets on himself, sticks around for another year in Columbia, and the black and gold rewards him by being one of the best wide receivers in all of college football, and certainly the favorite to be the Biletnikoff Award winner in 2024. You had Theo Weiss come on over. This defense filled with a ton of newcomers that lost a lot of talent to other SEC schools, balled out underneath Blake Baker, and then you beat a team that many people thought was going to be playing for a national championship in Ohio State, even though it was a lowly 14-3 win in the Cotton Bowl. Well, the thing about Missouri is this is a program that knows what it can be. And the scary part is they're nowhere near where they're going to be just yet. But you watch as they've started investing into the NIL collective. They've been willing to give out contracts after supporting their coaching staffs for great jobs over the last few years. They just killed it with Eli Drinkwitz's new deal. And Faurote Field is about ready to be revamped with a $250 million upgrade. They're not only going to be one of the most premier locations in all of college football, but the Rock M behind the North End Zone is going to be one of the most important traditions that continues on well past this year. And the thing that's crazy about it is you know that that's going to be a huge selling point for fans in the SEC and for recruits. The recruiting class this past year was second to none. They also had one of the better transfer portal classes headlined by guys like Marcus Carroll from Georgia State, and to be able to go get the offensive tackle from Oklahoma. You feel really confident about where this team's direction is going, especially with the schedule that they have at hand. Most people, I don't think, are paying attention to what Missouri is looking at going into 2024. And it's why a lot of us believe they're probably going to lose one game at most, maybe two if they have a bad showcase. Missouri is built to win next season. And if they do that, they're going to be built to win from here on out. You want to know where you really win, though? When you save money and look good while doing it, the best place to do that is at Roback. Now, what is Roback? I'm so glad that you asked, ladies and gentlemen. It is the number one gear for performance polos, hoodies, shorts, and a ton of other material, especially for the summer months. Because not only is it form-fitting and form-focusing, but it also does great with sweat protection. I live in Houston, Texas. It is basically the armpit of the Southeastern region because of our humidity is so high, I would much rather sweat and die inside my apartment than pay the electricity bill. But the one thing I don't do is have back sweat, especially when I'm playing golf in the weekends on the summer, because their antiperspirant shirts do a wonderful job of locking everything inside. And the only thing that's really pissing me off on a Saturday is my back swing, not my back sweat. So to go ahead and visit everything that you need to go feel good and look good this upcoming summer, make sure you visit roback.com, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. Use the promo code SECU for 20% off your very first purchase. That's promo code SECU for 20% off your first order when you go ahead and visit at roback.com. R-H-O-B-A-C-K. Look good, feel good, have your back. We got your back just by visiting Roback. Missouri not only is spending a lot of money when it comes to the finances for building Ferret Field up, but also they're putting their money where their mouth is in the NIL collectives. They're keeping as many players as possible. They're retaining talent, and talent is starting to buy into what they're selling. It's one thing to look at the schedule where really, if you find the trap game, and I mean the trap game, it would maybe be against Texas A&M on October 5th, and that game is in College Station. It probably isn't against Alabama. That's probably the one game that you say you lose. You feel confident that this is going to be a 10-2 team. 10-2 is good enough to probably get you at least into the conversation for the college football playoff, and it certainly is good enough to keep you around. Now, Corey Batum's defense is going to be a question mark, especially when you lose guys like Ennis Rakestraw, Darius Robinson, Chris Abram. When you lose that type of talent, you got to be able to replace it, but I do feel like there is something to be said about what a guy who just played or coached a top 12 unit, even at the conference, I mean, the Sun Belt level, is going to add to your roster. In fact, I would say that's a lot of positivity in terms of what this team could be. And you also see the way that talent continues to want to come back, whether it be Luther Burden not pulling a Quinshon Judkins and saying, I'm going to take the highest bidder offer rather than stay with a team that has bet on me. But you also saw guys like Theo Weiss Jr. realize next season could be special. And then you go up and down looking at the schedule, there really is not a big question mark. South Carolina, Mississippi State, Oklahoma, Arkansas to close out the year. Murray State, Buffalo, Boston College, Vanderbilt to start. Those are 8 wins. 9 wins if you include Massachusetts. And then you have Texas A&M, Auburn, and Alabama. Let's just say that you go and you beat A&M. And let's just go ahead and say you lose to Auburn. Then you lose to Bama. 10-2, you're not out of the college football playoff. The one thing that we do know about Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti, the czars of college football, who think they have the answers to everything, is that they are going to get what they want. They are going to be the spoiled children that are kicking and screaming at the back of the parents, which are the NCAA, and say, we want representation. It's like when you go ahead and you just get your kid an ice cream cone because you're so tired of them complaining and you want 5 minutes to breathe. It's the same thing with the college football playoff. The committee is going to put the Big Ten and the SEC on a pedestal, and they're going to be highly regarded every single year until further notice. So maybe this year it's 4 teams from the SEC that guarantee get in.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Maybe it's 6. Maybe it's 7. Who's to say? What you do know is that 10-2 keeps you in that running. 10-2 keeps you in that conversation. And as long as the defensive numbers continue to produce better than what they were last season, and that's going to be a big challenge because Blake Baker took a lot of that talent down to Baton Rouge with his mind. So good team. I like Missouri. I think Missouri understands that now with Texas and Oklahoma joining the fold, they don't want to be the second-class citizens. They don't want to be a team that is every once in a blue moon that feel-good story. Like, it's the Michigan State of the SEC. Yeah, it's cool when they win, but nobody's really expecting much from them until you give them a reason to. They have that. And they're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're willing to go egregiously above and beyond to keep those who are presenting positivity happy. And so to me, that's all I'm looking for at this point. Yeah, you lost your athletic director. You just hired a new one from Memphis. They know what the expectations are in Columbia, and fans know what the expectations are in Columbia. I think it's crazy to think that Missouri just a few years ago was playing in the Big 12. And then a few years ago, they were actually competing for an SEC title. And then they kind of fell off the face of the earth. Well, they're back and they took their opportunity to get the leading role and they crushed it. So, Walton Goggins, meet your new favorite team because literally you are the Missouri of acting, or Missouri is the Walton Goggins of the SEC. Regardless, both end up finding ways to kill it and both end up finding ways to be a team on the come up and someone that we can all root for, someone that we want to pay a load of extra cash to go see in person. Make sure you like the video, hit the subscribe button down below. Leave your thoughts on Missouri going into 2024. Do you think that they're a team of optimism, a team of promise and potential, or will they crash and burn like we've seen in the past?